this should be pretty much routine by now that we can find our constants with our initial condition, y of 0 equals negative 1. And since sine of 0 is 0, that enables us to solve for the c. And by the way, cosine of 0 is 1. And ditto, when we take a first derivative of our function, you can see why the y prime of 0 forces us to solve for c, or d rather, and d comes out as negative 1/2 or negative 2/4.